Political pundits will have plenty to say after tonight's 90-minute debate between President Obama and Mitt Romney. But our dueling commentators, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, are getting the jump on things, offering their thoughts this morning. First, we begin with Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, this is the prequel to punditry. Mitt Romney needs to accomplish two goals in tonight's debate. First, he should list the number of promises President Obama made and detail how he has failed to live up to each one of them. Second, he should be as specific as possible about what needs to be done and he'll do to pull the American economy out of the pit. This isn't about gotcha questions, zingers, or one-liners. This is serious. With a $16 trillion debt and government scheduled to seize more money from the wealth producers when tax cuts expire in January, Romney needs to have an adult conversation with viewers. Last night I saw a screening of the second installment of the Atlas Shrugged trilogy. You don't have to be a secularist, as Ayn Rand was, or embrace objectivism to appreciate some of the finer points of her book and the film. If the government continues to tax and regulate those who produce wealth, they'll give up and there will be no more wealth to redistribute. The successful aren't the enemy. Those who would punish success are the enemy. Can Romney make that point and show America what it's facing if we get four more years of this redistributionist president? He'd better. The future of the country depends on it. Mike and Bruce?
All right, Cal, thank you. Now we hear from Bob Beckel.
President Obama says that Mitt Romney is a strong, experienced debater. Mitt Romney says President Obama is a gifted orator. That's what's called setting expectations on your opponent before tonight's first presidential debate. Every presidential candidate since television debates began in 1960 has sought to underplay their own expectations and exaggerate their opponents. Usually setting expectations doesn't work, since the press and the pundits ultimately determine who won the expectations game. Because Mitt Romney is falling in the polls, expectations for him are already lower than the president's. That doesn't ensure he wins tonight, only that he is well-positioned to appear at least to do well. But word has it that Romney has been practicing zingers against Obama, those made-for-TV soundbites that can dominate the coverage of a debate. Think, there you go again, or are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Or my personal favorite, where's the beef? It takes a very good orator to successfully pull off a zinger, and for Romney, that's the problem. Mitt Romney may have lots of assets, but being a good orator is not one of them.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas are part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP, and you can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.